Hey guys, your girl's here.
With the queen, welcome back to another episode of Tea Breaks and Biscuit. And yeah, let's get right into it. No time to waste.
Queen, I've got a question to ask you. How has your relationship been with God since you've moved?
That's a really interesting one, to be honest. One thing I will say is you definitely realize that you are in charge of your own relationship with God, because maybe back in the past, living in your parents' house or whatever, they kind of had like a responsibility, or you kind of felt like, I have to go to church when they go to church, or I have to go to church because the rest of my family is going to church. You know, it wasn't so much voluntary. There was a lot of like thought process going with it, because it was just like, I'm doing it because everyone else in my family is doing it and I have to do it. But moving out, you kind of realize like, no, you actually are in charge of that, your own relationship with God. If you want to go to church, you go to church. If you want to sit at home, you sit at home. Not that I've been sitting at home, but it just makes you realize like, you're actually in control. Like, no one's gonna hold your hand, no one's gonna force you to come to church, no one's gonna, you know, blow up your phone if you don't come to church, kind of thing. Like, it's you and God at this point. So I think it's like coming to that understanding and having a more intentional walk and intentional journey and relationship with God is one of the big things that I would say. How about yourself?
I would definitely agree with you there. Obviously, growing up, you're so used to like family devotions, you know, we're praying before we have a meal. We're a lot of like, you know, God is really incorporated into your everyday, like at home, you know. I feel like now it's making sure I'm intentional. And don't lie, some days have actually been so much harder than others, but I've really learned to make sure I'm intentional going, I wake up in the morning, you know, do my devotions or devotion before I go to bed, because I'm like, if I don't do this, there's going to be like no God element in my whole day. So that part I could definitely say has been very different. And like you said, going to church, or sometimes like I've had home church at home, but actually being intentional what I do with my Sabbath. I think it's me being away from home, you know, when you get invited to go to things or to do things on Saturday, it's so easy just to like go with the crowd. But actually remembering like, depending what my invite is, I'm actually like, you know what, I actually want to stay at home and do my worship in the morning and like actually be intentional. So it has been a big change, but it's made me realize how much more I need God than ever. Sometimes walking to work and I'm like, Lord, I need you today.
Be testing me.
I know, I need you now. And the days where I haven't even prayed before going to work, I've just been such in a rush to go out, like my worst days ever.
Yeah.
Or the days that I've prayed to God and I've spent time in his word is the day I've got more patience with my patience, you know? So it's been really interesting type thing like that, and I've really learnt more. And even like at the moment of like what I'm listening to or making sure I incorporate God in that, like sometimes I'll just be listening to worship songs and just singing in my house and like praising him. And I've like really loved that, because you know, growing up home, I always felt like always heard worship, you know, all the time. But now it's kind of like I'm gonna have to create that atmosphere for people to like feel that, you know. If I don't do it, I'm not going to be hearing all that stuff, like worshiping music or, you know, let's pray to God and all that stuff. So I feel like that part is really good. I was going to ask, did the move bring you closer to God? For me personally, yes, for sure. I've actually had to be intentional, reading my Bible. Like my devotion life at home was always up and down, but now it's really like, I would say more better consistently. I found different things that work for me. I'm listening to an audiobook at the moment, which is a Christian audiobook, and I listen to it when I'm cooking, and I get excited to listen to it when I'm cooking. Like, yeah, I've just kind of just, even when I go for walks and stuff, I just be more intentional in what I do. And God's helped me to let go of certain things that I thought were very challenging, like, you know, and I've been wanting to listen to a sermon because I'm not forced to. I'm not in the house because dad's watching a sermon and I just have to sit in the background, or, you know, me washing dishes, it's just there in the background, you know, like I'm forced to listen to it. Now I'm actually being intentional what I'm listening to. And sometimes I'm crying in my room like, oh my gosh, Lord, like you touched me, like, you know. And it's really helped me to let go of some things that I was really struggling with. Yeah, like, especially being away from home, I felt the loneliness. So I feel like God has been really helping me to feel comforted. Because sometimes I'm breaking down or crying, or I've just had a really bad day. And I'm like, Lord, you're the only one right now. I need to feel your presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's really touched me, like, you know, given me a hug from everywhere.
That's a good point. I love that you mentioned that. But I would say for me, it was a bit stagnant. Like, I definitely felt stagnant for so long. I'm like, I don't know, like, I felt numb. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing Bible study. Yeah, I'm doing my devotionals. Yeah, I'm like praying every day. I think for a long time, there was something that just like wasn't clicking. Like, it was like I was doing these to tick a box, but I wasn't really connecting with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you understand what I mean. Like, yes, I'm doing XYZ, reading my Bible, praying and everything, but it's almost like, okay, I'm just doing it because in my mind, I just see that as, okay, something I have to do. And then I can move on with my day kind of thing. So it's definitely been quite interesting, you know, in terms of like that relationship that I said, like building that intentional relationship with God and everything. It's like, yeah, like it's not just a checkbox exercise. It's actually like, it means something now. This relationship is intentional now, you know, I'm spending time with God because I genuinely want to. Just an example, you know, those prayers that you pray like in the morning when you just wake up?
Yeah.
And you know, you're just chatting nonsense. You don't even know like what, like where you are in the prayer. Like you start talking and then you kind of like drift off to sleep and then you wake up again and you're like, have I said amen? Like,
yeah,
those kind of prayers. But you just like kind of pray those prayers and you're like, okay, that's good enough. I think I'm kind of realizing that I can't have like that it's good enough approach to my relationship with God. Like the barest minimum is not enough kind of thing. It's the barest minimum, but we should be aiming, seeking to have more depth. And I love that you found that time to be like really intentional with God, like just incorporating him throughout every aspect of your day. And really
I've had my challenges though, like everyone else. I think the main thing for me was I listened to music a lot in my house in general. And obviously not all the music would be Christian music, it could be secular music as well. But I've tried to swap that and listen to an audio Christian book because I've just put it on in my house for background noise. But at least let me fulfill myself with the background noise. You know what I mean? Like that's one thing I realized I had to do because I was like, okay, I listen to music all the time and it's a big thing that I've always done, but let me actually use it to grow myself closer to God. And I've actually loved it because I'm busy laughing. Like I like podcasts and I like that stuff, but I was like, let me actually gain something, not just people talking rubbish.
Yes, like we do sometimes.
But... yeah. I was like... it was going to consume my time a lot, cooking and doing that stuff. I was like, let's try and get a closer relationship with God. And I realized I wasn't as happy as well, like moving here. There were so many changes that I was struggling to let go of certain things. So that kind of helped me.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not someone who likes reflecting, but I've had to do a lot of reflecting while being up here about so many aspects of my life. And I think those read, like the book that I'm reading at the moment has really helped me, like helped me reflect and stop and just... you know, look at different aspects of my life. I will definitely recommend this book. It's called You Are Not Behind by Megan Ryan Ashbery.
Is this like a gospel writer or just a...
It's a gospel writer. She just talks about... she actually talks about moving away. She's moved away so many times. And she just said how she has been feeling like she's in a different area of life compared to her friend. And this time it's she's a single friend and her friends are married and she's like in the waiting season. And then just kind of likes talking about you're not behind. And then just talks about different things of people might feel behind in career, financially, like not being married and all that stuff. So I've really liked it personally because personally been feeling like behind financially. So it was really comforting to remind you that you're on your own journey. So yeah.
100%.
Absolutely recommend her. And it's on Spotify, guys. If you have premium, it's for free. If you don't.
Well, you don't have to rub it in for us, non-premium.
I'm just saying. So good.
Yeah. I think it's a really sensitive and personal kind of topic today because it's like everyone is on their own journey. Everyone's on their own walk with God. And, you know, sometimes you get into the habit of like comparing yourself with other people's walks and comparing yourself with where people are in their journey. But you might be looking at someone who's halfway through their journey and you just started. Or you might be looking at someone who, you think, oh, they're doing so well. Like, oh my goodness, they're just so on fire. But you don't know the work that has gone into them being where they are, kind of thing. And it's just important to, just reflect internally and be honest with yourself. Like, there's no point. You can lie to other people, but you can't lie to yourself and you can't lie to
I
God.
know.
So be honest with yourself. Like, if things are truly not where they need to be, like, tell God that. Like, express that
Exactly.
desire. Like, God, I do want to be closer to you, but I like help me to do that because I don't know why I'm not able to do that at the moment, kind of thing.
Yeah, I do agree with that absolutely. Because there's even, I know if I look back on my relationship with God, like I am definitely not at my strongest point I've ever been in relationship. There was a lot few more like a few years ago, I was a lot stronger than where I was now. But I've kind of been like, I'm still going to try and be intentional, wake up and spend time in His Word, and like make that habit. Because even though sometimes, Lord, I'm like, I don't even want to pray for you right now. Like, I'm actually really upset how work was the other day. But Lord, I'm here because you're the one who's given me life, and I have to thank you. Or you've given me this opportunity, even though I don't want to talk to you right now. Is the being intentional is what I've learned a
I
lot.
think that's a key thing, being intentional.
Yeah.
And if you just think about it, like, you're intentional with a lot of things. You're intentional with your friendships with other people. You're intentional with your relationships, romantic and otherwise, with other people. So why can't you be intentional with God? Like, your father, your friend, your, lover, everything.
Has your image of God changed in a way? Like, I think now I find God more of a friend. Before, I kind of saw him as like a father, like authority wise. But now, since being away, he's actually been like a comforter and a friend to me. Someone who I know there's no judgment in the sense, because growing up, like, obviously, a father is someone you have to respect. There's a little bit of judgment. But then to him, to God, him being my comforter, I felt like, you're my friend. It's me and you. We're together, locked in.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah.
No, I definitely agree with you. I think as your relationship develops, you get to see different like aspects or different personalities of God. And yeah, definitely at the friendship stage, you can literally tell them everything on your mind.
Yeah.
This has been really good, very chill. Look how chill we are. I
Yeah.
Like, usually we're bouncing off the walls at this point, but maybe we haven't had our cup of coffee yet. I'm not sure.
Not yet.
But yeah, I don't know. Was there anything else you wanted to add to you?
No, I need to go soon. Gotta
I
go
know,
back to my
right?
patients.
They better not be calling a code blue for your patient.
I hope not. Need to go check.
All right, I'll leave you to it. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.